Om Shanti. 4th December 2019, Wednesday. The essence, sweet children, everything depends on your karma. Always pay attention to see that you don't perform any wrong acts under the influence of Maya, for which there would have to be punishment. Sweet children, everything depends on your karma. Always pay attention to see that you don't perform any wrong deeds, acts under the influence of Maya, for which there could have to be punishment. So karma is very deep, and everything depends upon this karma. That's why Baba is saying, pay minute attention to all your actions, all your deeds, all your karmas. And one of the major philosophies Baba has said, or Baba has put forth, is karma philosophy. Though this philosophy has been existing in the world since time immemorial, but all those philosophers who talked about karma philosophy, they understood it from the perspective of scriptures. When Baba talks about karma philosophy, he has introduced something new. He is taking into consideration the entire cycle of 5,000 years. He is talking about the complete cycle and then explaining karma philosophy. Till now people explain karma's philosophy, but they all started explaining from this point of time, from Copper Age. They had no idea about the missing two ages. That's why their interpretation cannot be completely right, because they are explaining from this point and Baba is explaining from this point. These people had no knowledge of what are neutral karmas or karma. So to understand this karma philosophy is very important. Everything depends on your karma. Always pay attention to see that you don't perform any wrong acts. If you perform any wrong karma, you have to reap the benefit or the fruit of it. You just can't escape the fruit of any of the karma that you have performed. In yesterday's Murli, there was one line: you have committed mistake, drama. Now for future, take care that you don't repeat it. But then, that doesn't mean that you have got pardon. In fact, the word pardon or forgiveness is not there at all in this drama. Whatever you have done, good, bad, right, wrong, one day you have to reap the fruit of it. So nobody is immune. Nobody can escape karma philosophy. And when I say karma philosophy, there are certain laws of karma. What are the laws of karma? There are at least 12 laws of karma. 12 laws of karma philosophy. And the very first law is known as the great law. This is the first law of karma philosophy. And what does this law say? As you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever you have done in this life or previous lives, you can't just escape the result of it. You have to bear the aftermath, the ramification, the result, the fruit of it. If it is a good karma, the good will come to you. It was a bad karma, bad will definitely come to you at one point or the other. Yes, you can escape from the legal punishments, but you cannot escape from the punishment that will come from the conscience. Even if you escape the punishment of conscience, you cannot escape the punishment that will come from the Supreme Providence, from the Divine. So there are three codes. First, Adalat, three type of codes. First, the court of human beings, where you are punished by judged, by judge, by law, by the law of the land. The second, conscience, zamir, your own inner conscience, bites, pricks of conscience. Even if you escape that, there is Adalat of Dharmaraj. You can't escape this. He is the Supreme Justice. So the first law of karma says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Hindi they say, jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. That is the first law of karma. On the surface you see that those who are performing bad karmas, probably they are enjoying and others are suffering, but that's not the truth. You see, how did the Hitler die? He killed himself. Suicide. When he was surrounded by everybody, he refused to surrender. But he knew that death is imminent. But he refused to yield and preferred to kill himself. But that was the result that he got for all the killings, all the atrocities that he performed. So nobody can escape. Whatever wrong that you have done, that will come to you. Even if good you have done, that will also come to you. And there is one more philosophy which has been added to this pre-existing philosophy of karma. And what is that? Which is an addition from Baba. In Agyan, it is 1:1. And in Gyan, it is 1:100. This is a horrible addition to the already existing philosophy, which itself is terrible, that you can't just escape. But this is a new addition. When you are in Agyan, when you don't know anything, when you are unaware of what is God and what is world cycle, you perform wrong deeds, you will get one time. But here, after knowing everything, you will get 100 times. Let us take 100, that will be very much horrible. Already this is difficult to digest. So, that is the first law of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. The second law of karma is the law of creation. Second law of karma is law of creation. Your happiness is your creation. Your sorrow is your creation. No one is responsible for it. So stop the blame game. Stop the blame business. Stop the blame culture. Stop finger pointing. Stop fault finding. Stop laying blame at somebody's door. Because your happiness, your unhappiness is your constant creation. You are creating it. The situation where you are at present, who has gifted you that? You yourself. Nobody has. Nobody is interested in you, in fact. Are they? Everybody is drowned in one's own sorrow and suffering. Who is interested in your sorrow and your suffering? Even if you are too much happy, Do you feel that people who are participating in you are happy? Are they really happy? No, inside they are jealous. You feel, see, my friend is so happy for me. Probably not. Or even if they are happy, probably they are happy for their own selfish reasons. Parents are very happy that their child has got first rank. But are they really happy for the child? Or they are happy for their own happiness? For their own happiness, because that has increased their status. Now they can tell their neighbors that our son has come first. So there is associated name and fame to it. So in fact, none of the person is interested in you. You feel, let me narrate my life story to somebody, he might help. Does anybody really listen? Once a junior psychiatrist, a resident who has just completed his MD in psychiatry, joins the senior psychiatrist for experience. And he sits with that junior senior psychiatrist for the whole day. And he finds that the senior psychiatrist is listening to every patient for 1 hour. Because in psychiatry, what you have to do? Just listen. So the junior resident, the junior doctor, asked his senior, how can you just sit and listen for 1 hour? The senior says, who listens? I have to give what I have to give. Who is listening? I just hear from this and it goes out from this. Otherwise I will become mad if I start listening to every patient's long history for 1 hour. Because there are so many to tell, so many things to tell. This happened, that happened, he did this to me in my childhood, this trauma, that trauma, my cousin did this to me, my brothers were not good, my sister was this, and my parents always compared. And in school, they used to bully me. They used to tease me. So many childhood traumas are there, huge list. Who listens? And really, rather than that, who is interested? Only we are interested in telling our story to others. None is interested in listening to our story. Who is interested in your sorrow? Are they? Really? Never. This is our illusion. That we feel that, oh, he is sympathizing with me. But he will listen for 1 hour. After that, what? He did anything? Nothing. You have to do something. So the second law of karma is law of Rachana ka niyam. You create. You are creating your happiness. Forget the world now. The third law of karma is the law of humility. Namrata, vinamrata. Law of humility. What does this law say? This law says that you have to accept. It's in fact the law of acceptance. Whatever that is happening in life, there is a sense of resistance in us. We refuse to accept. Oh, this can happen to me? Never. Husband is there, wife is there, wife died suddenly. Husband refuses to accept that. He still feels that she is somewhere. He has not accepted the fact that she has died and she is no more and she will never come back. He keeps on remembering her every moment. And there is a deep, persistent sorrow within. There are so many patients I have seen whose spouse died. And when I meet them now, even after 5 years, 10 years, they only remember their spouse. They will tell their stories. Oh, she was like this. She used to love that and she used to like that. So they are still living in the past. They have yet not got rid of her memories or his memories. So that is the law of humility. You accept the reality now. You have to live a rational life. You cannot continue with your emotional nonsense throughout the life. You cannot lead the life becoming a sensational or sentimental bomb. You know, sentimental bomb? Very much sensitive. Too much senti. You have to accept realities of life and go ahead. So that is the third law of karma. The fourth law of karma is law of growth. Law of growth. Vikas. Your greatest growth happens in the most adverse situations. That is the law of karma. Fourth law of karma is law of growth. The more painful the situations, the more will be the growth. When the change is painful, know that the result is growth. You should write this statement in your book. The more painful the transformation, the more painful the change, the result would be growth. Very painful situation of life. You just can't accept it. But always remember, the result is going to be growth. So that is the fourth law of karma, law of growth. Your greatest growth takes place in the most incongenial, most adverse, most hostile circumstances. Shakespeare's King Lear, when he was exiled, when he was in the forest, King Lear, one drama, Shakespeare's, he makes a beautiful statement, and which is quite famous in the history of literature. Sweet are the uses of adversity. Sweet are the uses of adversity. That's Shakespeare. So, adverse situation, difficult situation, tough situations, they teach you a lot. And your greatest growth takes place only during those situations. You do not grow during favorable situations, do you? Somebody, everybody is coming and praising you. What do you gain? Do you become introvert? No. Let everybody come and abuse. Then see what happens. You start checking yourself. What went wrong? So, that is the fourth law of karma. Then the next law of karma is the law of responsibility. Take all responsibility on your shoulder. I am responsible. All laws are very much interconnected. But still this is a separate law of karma. Law of responsibility. Our lives are of our doing, nothing else. Whenever you see there is a turbulence in life, there must be some turbulence, disturbance within you. Your outside turbulence is a reflection of the inner turbulence. If you want to change the circumstance, you have to change from within. Then the inside change within, change which is within would be reflected without. So that is the law of responsibility. Stop blame business. The next law of karma is law of connection. Law of connection. Everything in this universe is connected. Small, big, everything. Each soul is connected with each other. You know, there is an individual mind and there is something known as the universal mind. The integrated mind. So everything is connected. Always know that universe is a conglomeration of, is an assemblage of different units of vibrations. This is the ocean of vibration. This is the sea of vibrations. If I raise one thought, that thought has got repercussion at the other end of the planet. So if you are thinking something here, that is reaching the other part of the planet also. In Hindi they are known as Akashic records. Akashic, Akash means sky. Sky records. Whatever you speak, that is recorded and that stays stored in the sky. Whatever Hitler said, that is still stored. Whatever Gandhi said, that is still stored. Whatever Lincoln said, that is stored somewhere in the universe. Nothing is destroyed, because sound is also an energy. Energy can never be destroyed. Whatever I am speaking, that is stored as Akashic records. And generations to come will hear that one day. The posterity, the future would hear. So nothing that we have spoken is destroyed. So that becomes more dangerous. All the words spoken in anger, they are there in the universe. So that's known as law of connection. Everything is connected. The seventh law of karma is the law of focus. Law of focus. If you start focusing on one thing, you will start getting that thing within you. Some task, you will start becoming master. Some person, you will start becoming obsessed with him. You start focusing on only him. So I will start thinking only of that person. So I will get obsessed with him. I will get too much attached. Or opposite, hatred. I will start thinking only of hate. So I will develop a strong hatred for him. No matter how much virtuous that person is. So that is known as law of focus. Whatever you focus on, you become that. You focus on God, you become like God. You focus on devil, you become like devil. You focus on demon, you become a demon. So devil, demon, God, deity, focus on anything, you become like that person. So that's known as seventh law of karma is law of focus. Then the next law of karma is law of hospitality and giving. In giving we receive. In donating, things come back to us. Suppose I raise a very strong negative vibration for somebody. Okay? The vibrations of hate. Don't think that hate will not come to me. The same thing, whatever I am sending, will come back to me. That's why sages of yore used to sing Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Let everyone be happy. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Let everyone be free from diseases. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. So they used to sing such songs, some hymns, some verses, some shlokas. Why? Because they knew that whatever you are throwing in the universe, the same will echo back, the same will re-echo, the same will reverberate, the same will come back to you. So that is known as law of giving. Whatever you give, that will come to you. Whatever hospitality will show, the same will be given to you one day. The next is change of law of change. Law of change. History repeats itself unless changed. Law of change says, if you don't stop, you will continue to commit the same mistake. Change will happen. Repetition will keep on happening if you don't change. And it says, self-transformation alone will lead to world transformation. You cannot transform the world without changing yourselves. So law of change means, the change starts with me. Be the change that you want to see in others. That's what Mahatma Gandhi said. Be the change that you want to see in others. People, Brahmins say, my husband is not coming in Gyan. My children are not coming in Gyan. My parents are not coming in Gyan. Who is the obstacle? You. Why they are not coming in Gyan, you know? Just because of you. Just get away from their path. Your attachment is not allowing them to come. You are so much attached to them. That's why they are not coming in Gyan. You want that they should come in Gyan. But your want is based on your vested interest, your deep attachment. Or a wife is there, she says, my husband drinks so much. Tell something that he comes in Gyan or he gives up his addiction. But you know the deeper philosophy? She hates him somewhere. Because of that, inherent hatred, he is not coming in Gyan. She has developed a long-standing hatred, which she herself is unknown, unbeknown to her hatred for him. So this is probably something is there within us, which is not allowing them to happen, to change. The next is the law of here and now, the tenth law, means to live in the present. Now, it is known as law of now. The next is law of patience and reward. Nothing of value is created without a patient mindset. Law of patience, wait. Whatever good deed you have done, don't be impatient that why I am not getting the result. If your intentions are pure, it will happen. Be stable, be calm. And the 12th law of karma is law of significance and inspiration. The best reward is one that contributes to the whole. Law of inspiration. It says, energy and intentions are vital component that determines the significance of end result. The best reward is the law that contributes to the whole. The law of inspiration or the whole means, whatever small you do, that will contribute to the whole. Small thing, keep on doing small good things and that will become whole. It is known as Gestalt principle in psychology. It is known as Gestalt principle in psychology. Small thing, keep on doing small things. It will become whole. So small thing will turn into whole. So these are the 12 laws of karma. So today's essence is, sweet children, everything depends on your karma. Always pay attention to see that you don't perform any wrong deeds under the influence of Maya, for which there would have to be a punishment. Second law, law of creation. First is law of great law of creation, law of humility, law of growth, law of responsibility, law of connection, law of focus, law of giving, law of change, law of here and now, law of patience, and 12th, law of significance and inspiration. These are the 12 laws of karma. Om Shanti.